This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Welcome back to the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now to talk to our good friend, Brian Broaddus. Broaddus, how's it going today, man?
Doing well, boys. How about yourselves?
We're doing all right. Feeling very confident heading into this Raiders game right now. And that doesn't feel good that he said it that way.
Oh my God, that took 15 seconds.
We'll get into that in a moment, though, Broaddus. Okay.
Okay.
Before we do, and maybe Kevin, you want to talk about this now?
Let's do it.
Kevin said that he was better than you yesterday, Broaddus.
And congratulations. I think he finally earned that right.
Here is the audio of him saying it.
All right. I'm here. You're not better. I wanted to see how intently you were listening. I gave a 3-minute warning, and we invited everyone to contact you.
I guess nobody got to me. I'm sorry about that, boys. But no, you absolutely. I think early in the stages, I was much better than you.
Sure.
But I think you've gotten better. I really do. So, you know, if you say you're better than me, who else were you better than last night? Was anybody else?
Oh yeah, dude, I ran roughshod over the people yesterday because
all the December 12th, like Bob Barker. How about Frank Sinatra? Were you better than Frank Sinatra?
Okay, so, and I promise we'll get to Cowboys in a second. I really thought about that for a while because Frank Sinatra, by all accounts, is like one of the biggest scumbags who's ever walked the earth, but he's
That's pretty even playing field for you, isn't it?
Man, that's...
Man. Wow.
You know what? Hang up on this joker. That's it. No, that's a really good point.
No, you're absolutely better. I mean, I was thinking, you know, I think there's Bob Barker.
I said Bob Barker was better, yeah.
Was it Diana Ross, I think, is also
involved. They didn't even read that one.
Tyron Smith,
yeah. Alfred Morris, that's another one.
Yeah, because I appreciate Alfred Morris's sense of frugality, keeping that same car. I appreciate that. I'm like that, too.
Sure.
So, yeah.
You didn't say you were better than Frank Sinatra, did you?
No, but I went back and forth, and I feel like he's the poster person that if this whole, like, sexual assault scandal and all that was happening back in his day.
We weren't going that way.
Dude, I'm just saying.
We're all in sports, boys. Let's kind of keep it clean here. Let's go.
Well, guess what, Broaddus? You can't ignore it for too much longer because it's creeping into sports now, too.
Hey, let me ask you this. You guys had kind of a cryptic tweet the other day. What was that? Okay, when all those guys were going down, what was that? Corey, you tweeted at Hagee real early in the morning about something. What were you talking about?
Okay, so Kevin and I talked about the possibility of that. Of what's happening bleeding into the sports world, and not necessarily like what happened with the NFL Network is kind of a, you know, that's, I think that was kind of like a warning shot. It was a look, this could happen to you guys. But Kevin and I both agree, we don't think that's ever going to affect the athlete or the owner for that matter, because I think owners can make things go away, and athletes, it's kind of almost predetermined that that's just how they are.
Oh, athletes can make things go away, though, too. Athletes can. I've seen that happen. But, yeah, I think that – but, yeah, I mean, but you get these athletes on TV, that's a whole different story right there.
Well, yeah. And that's kind of what the original question was, when would it hit sports? And then you saw NFL Network, ESPN.
Oh, sure.
And so
– and that's why I tweeted and was like, Kevin, it's getting closer. So not to us, because we try to –
but it was just about the world of sports. Like, I know it hasn't really made its way over here, but there's no question, like, when the history books are written on 2017, this is going to be the year that, like, people took a stand finally against sexual harassment and all that.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be about weather problems and people taking stands.
We were curious, like, when would sports really feel that impact? And we're kind of the mind that, I don't know. Like, I can't see a...
You know what? I can't imagine, okay, who would be someone similar to Matt Lauer? You know, a $25 million a year guy. You know, and now we've seen it in, like, at Fox and with news and stuff and with Matt Lauer at NBC. But who would be, like, a guy comparable to that? Like, I'm just throwing a name out. Like Al Michaels.
Okay.
You know, somebody like Al Michaels. Would that be one of those where you would go, okay, it's now, yeah, okay, this is it, now, you know, kind of a thing.
I think
the guys they got, Marshall Faulk is clearly the bigger name of all those guys. You know, and we all know what the problems with Warren Sapp, you know, we get that. But I just, you know, I'm ready for that next big name. And, you know, here I am. I'm a big fan of House of Cards. We always talk about that.
Yeah.
You know, like Kevin Spacey. And they're like, oh, we're not going to do these anymore. No more House of Cards. And I'm like, oh, you know, damn.
Did you know they changed course on that?
Are they coming back?
It is going to be the last season, but no Kevin Spacey, Robin Wright Penn.
Well, she's going to be the president. Then,
yeah.
Right? All right. That's okay. She'll do a good job.
But like, to your point, I mean, I would be surprised if it happened to something like Al Michaels, but what I would really be shocked by is if it took down like James Harden. That's what I want to know, if it could get that bad.
Like a big time.
Yeah, there's no way, right?
Kyrie Irving. You know, yeah, those guys get put in a lot of bad situations, though. Those guys, I mean, you know, we've all been around professional athletes, and, you know, I've been on both sides of the fence. You know, I've kind of said, hey, listen, I don't sound like prude guy, but I'm like, hey, I'm going home. You know, I'm leaving this, you know. But I've seen coaches act like they were invisible, like big-time coaches doing stuff, and I'm going, man, people know who the hell you are. What are you doing? You know? And like, oh, no, it'll be okay. Don't, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, all right. Well, you're not doing it around me. You know, so, yeah, I think that, you know, I don't know if an athlete will get caught with something. I mean, we've seen some of those things that have happened with athletes before. But, man, I tell you, this stuff with people that present news and in the media and all that, like, you know, people you trust. I mean, you trust in Matt Lauer. If he said something was going wrong, you're like, whoa, Matt Lauer knows what he's talking about right there. You know, he knows. But, you know, now with all this, you're like, man, what a scumbag Matt Lauer is.
Yeah, lost all credibility, too.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely.
Brian Broaddus joining us right here on the KNC Masterpiece.
I did not anticipate this is what we would be talking about.
Hey, that's the thing, though, man. That's the thing we have with Broaddus is we get to talk to him, man, just like always.
Sure.
Broaddus, let's, I guess, turn our attention a little bit towards the football that's coming up. Kevin said last week, not on air, but off air, and I don't know if you wanted to take this on air, Kevin.
Sure.
But Kevin said if the Cowboys won out, he guaranteed they're going to the playoffs.
And yeah, you're going to need some help.
Yeah, you are going to need some help. But the whole point, though, is you do have to win out if you want that to be a thing at all. And we're looking at this Raiders team, and they've kind of been down on their luck a little bit this year. Has anything changed for them?
Well, they're still in the hunt for their division. You know, I mean, they played like a bag of you-know-what, you know, the other day in Kansas City, which – you know, I think that, and again, I'm not trying to be Lou Holtz, so this is the best Navy team we've seen, you know, ever at Notre Dame. I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm just trying to sell you the idea that they still have a guy as quarterback that was an MVP candidate last year. You know, they still have offensive linemen that have only given up 17 sacks. You know, they still have a guy that, you know, can run the football and be effective. They still have one of the most elite pass rushers in Khalil Mack. And then, you know, on the other side, though, you look at Bruce Irving. I mean, here's another game where all of a sudden it's the Cowboys are having to face two really good pass rushers again. You know, and I think the thing with the Raiders, they're a little bit like the Raiders, Tampa, you know, these teams that we thought Denver, that thought they would play really, really well during the season, and then all of a sudden just aren't the same-looking team. And, you know, the Cowboys have been really good the last couple of weeks. I mean, I know – people will say it's the Giants, and they were in a 10-10 game. But, you know, they scored 20 points, though, in the fourth, and they kind of got the game in hand and made some stops and, you know, did what they had to do, got things going. And, you know, if they could just weather the storm one more week, find a way to get a victory in Oakland, it will be difficult. But then you get Zeke back, and then you take your chances, okay? If you just let me stay in the tournament, or the hunt for the tournament, and have Ezekiel Elliott for those last two games, I'll take those chances. I really will. But the sad thing is, you know, you lost a game against the Packers. You lost a game against the
Falcons. Yeah.
Yeah, the Falcons. The real bad loss right now to me is, and I know the Chargers are playing better. They're 7-6, but still, the Chargers were 4-6 when you played them. You know, you should have found a way at home to put them away. You should, and you didn't. You laid a big fat egg.
Oh, you looked terrible in that game.
Yeah, and you looked, yeah, you absolutely gave up 500 yards to a guy who's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback maybe one day. But, you know, that's the way it's really gone this season for the Cowboys. But at least the last couple of weeks, they've given you a little bit of hope that, okay, if they can put some things together, you know, you do get some run defense from Sean Lee and Hitchens. And, you know, you got these young kids and they're covering and they're not getting penalties. And, you know, your pass rush is still, you know, still effective, you know. And those are things that can give you some hope. This game, I think both teams, to be honest with you, are really evenly matched. Their receivers are having just as much problems holding on to the football as the Cowboys receivers are, you know. And that's the truth. So, you know, this game really, honestly, to me, could go either way. Are the Cowboys, a clearly better team? I wouldn't say clearly, but I would say, hey, they've got some things in place. They're playing better right now. But Oakland is still, I mean, really, they get a win, and, you know, you get a, you know, L.A. Charger loss and, you know, in Kansas City. I mean, they're right there for the division taking, even as bad as they played all year.
And you mentioned Sean Lee, and what always gets said, and I'm guilty of this too, is, well, you know, the Cowboys are just better with Sean Lee. And obviously, right. We all feel that way. But why is that, especially when you saw this last week? I mean, is it just the run defense? Is it that he doesn't seem to miss tackles? Like, what all goes into this team is clearly better when he's there?
The defense thrives off his energy. They thrive off his leadership. They thrive off looking at his eyes in the huddle and saying, hey, somebody needs to make a, you know what kind of play here. And, you know, you get a good call the other day. They get the -9. It's a play I broke down on DallasCowboys.com. They run a slant front with what they call a Wanda blitz, which is the Will linebacker. It's looping around. It's a perfect call for Sean Lee because they can't block him. All of a sudden you get the slant front. Sean Lee's there. Okay, here comes the ball his direction. -9. Okay, you know, Giants have to punt. See, those are the types of plays you can always count on Sean Lee. The Philadelphia game last year at AT&T, you know, they throw the ball out in the flat and, you know, and Sproles has got it. But, no, he gets tackled by Sean Lee for a -6, 7-yard loss, kicks him out of field goal range. See, those are the types of plays. Sean Lee's capable of making the plays that get you off the field. That's why Sean Lee is so valuable to this defense. Because when you feel like it's a 3rd and 5 and all of a sudden he's tackling Zach Ertz for a gain of 4, and then they have to punt. Well, you know, anybody else, you're thinking, oh, anybody else in position for that? Well, it's a 1st down. Zach Ertz is going to get a 1st down, and away we go. So that's where he's so valuable, because he does make those. He made 18 tackles in that game the other day. You know, and I knew going into the game he had a chance. I predicted like 13, 14. I should have said 18 is what I should have said. But that's just the capabilities that he has. And this defense really thrives off that, the knowledge, the skill, and the finish. Those are the things that make Sean Lee so good.
Brought us the commissioner has got his new contract and everything.
He did.
Do we start to see more holding calls for this Cowboys defensive line?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I hate to say this to you boys, but I think now – this is when the officials, the last 3 weeks of the season, and I've experienced this myself, they swallow their whistles now, because they don't want to be the ones that decide someone's playoff fate. They would assume let things go. You got Gene Sarastor this week, the referee. He was the referee that refereed last week against Jacksonville in the Seattle game, where it went out of hand, where that thing got crazy. He was also the official that was calling the playoff game in Green Bay that the call was reversed, you know, the Dez caught ball, that he was refereeing that game.
Crap.
So I have a feeling, though, that what we see the last 3 weeks of the season is, until you're out of it, you're going to see officials let the games go. You know, you're going to see them let guys play. Now, hopefully that's on both ends. Hopefully that, you know, if Tyron Smith, a point of attack, all of a sudden that hand gets a little bit inside there and he's grabbing pad, and then the ball's going by him and for a touchdown, hopefully the officials won't call that. You know, but it's got to go both ways. But my experience is officials don't want to be the reason why somebody goes home in the playoffs. That's kind of been my experience.
Now, Corey, do you have any more important football questions before we segue into nonsense?
Broadus, I've fallen for two guys.
yeah, you didn't like the linebacker, I heard. Huh?
Okay. Yeah, and we'll talk more about Roquan Smith later. Yeah, I don't know. Sure. I'm interested as to why people aren't more concerned about him being undersized at the position. But
oh, sure, he's an off-ball linebacker. But you're right; that's a good concern.
So I like Josie Jewell and I like Maurice Hurst from Michigan.
Okay.
So if you want to take a check on those guys, I think Josie Jewell.
I'll absolutely check on those guys.
I think he's going to be a Sean Lee starter kit. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that's big words right there.
Those
but
are big words.
I'm interested in what he can bring.
You got it. I will be happy to look at those cats.
Now, Broadus, I want to know if you're more interested in Star Wars or presidents.
What? Are you going to talk about Lincoln?
Yes, I am.
Okay, say Star Wars, Broadus.
I'm not interested in Star Wars. Give me Lincoln.
Oh, no! No!
Have you ever heard the discussion point that Abraham Lincoln was gay? Because Corey doesn't believe me when I tell him that.
Hmm. Well, he was married, right? Todd.
Yes. And her birthday's today.
And by the way, his wife went insane. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people went insane back then.
That's probably true, but there's a whole section of Republicans called the Log Cabin Republicans, which consists of mainly gay Republicans because they are of the opinion that Abraham Lincoln was gay.
Oh, my God.
So the Log Cabin people were gay. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Hmm.
We have
proof of this? They're saying they're just kind of saying they were gay, or are they really gay?
No, I mean, like, so he's got this journal, right? And he keeps mentioning this one guy over and over again. And some people are like, nah, that was his security guard. And other people are like, I don't think so. So we just wanted to get your input because you're a very learned man. So I wanted to see what you think about this.
Well, I do have a gay brother. So I'm, you know.
Do you think he could be president? Like, does he have what it takes?
My brother's got too good of a life in Mobile, Alabama, or actually lives in Montgomery, Alabama. So he's got too good of a life down there. He would never run for president. There's no way he would run for president. So, but no, I think this to me, it would be a fascinating study to kind of dig in on that a little bit. I'm always fascinated with people's lives. You know, I'm always interested. That's part of me as being a scout. You always learn about people's lives.
Sure.
You know, so you know, it's always the story. When you're trying to sell a player, you got to say, well, you know what, his mom did this and his dad did this and, you know, they were this and that. You know, I mean, you always want to learn a little bit more about people. So I'm all for trying to learn about Abraham Lincoln.
See, Corey, he's not afraid of this conversation.
I'm not afraid of it either. I just don't think.
Kind of seems like you are.
Okay.
All right, Brian, you have been most informative today, and we've covered a wide variety of topics. I thank you, sir.
We always do on a Wednesday night. Boys, always appreciate you having me, and hopefully we're still talking about playoffs next week.
Heck yeah. That's what I like to hear.
All right, take care, boys. Talk to you soon.
Brian Broadus. You can find him on Twitter, at Brian Broadus. Start firing off your draft questions. They will not irritate him as much now as they would have a couple months ago.
Okay, all right, yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.